106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den. The Division I District Semifinal doubleheader. Our opening game is Lakeshore and Mattawan tonight here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph Benton Harbor. Tonight's game on WSJM Sports brought to you by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Lakeshore, the number one seed in the district. They are wearing the home white uniforms trimmed in red and black. Mattawan in the road, gold uniforms trimmed in blue and white. We are set ready to tip things off. It's Mattawan, Lakeshore, the Division I District Semifinal, and the opening tip is taken by Mattawan. Jones will have it in between the circles. Get it into the left wing as Lakeshore comes out the man-to-man defense. Top of the key, three-point jumper is away. That's no good for Lampos, and it goes out of bounds off of Mattawan. It's Lakeshore basketball. Again, if you're looking for Benton Harbor Hamilton, that game tonight is on 103.7 FM. The Tigers and Hamilton in their district semifinal in Holland tonight on 103.7 FM. Lakeshore the basketball, J.J. Bushu up over the timeline. We'll get it to Worsham. Top of the key to Brower. Benji looking down low, goes back to Worsham in the right wing to Brower. Looking left side for Bushu. J.J. picked up defensively along that near sideline. So Brower instead is going to come back out to the right wing to Worsham. Jonathan wants to drive. He's denied. Get it back to Brower. Ben working in the left wing. Wants to bounce pass down low. Nothing there. Get it to Bushu. Now to Clem. Dylan left side of the lane along the baseline. Well, back into the lane. Lay it up. And he got it. Dylan Clem with a nice move along the baseline. He starts the scoring for Lakeshore. The Lancers take the early 2-0 lead. Mattawan the basketball. From the right wing, here's Hubbard. Pass to the top of the key. Will come to Martinick. Now left side, deep three-point jumper for Jones. No good. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Mattawan. Looks like we're going to have a foul on the Wildcats as well. Michael Lampos picks up the foul, his first. And the team's first. J.J. Bushu walking up over the timeline for the Lancers. We'll get it to Brower. Ben, hash mark left side of the top of the key. Corner right side to Bushu. Bounces it right side of the lane to Clem. Back to Bushu. Top of the key comes to Worsham. Now to Young. Back right side. Bushu open for three. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to the free throw line. And Worsham with it. We'll get it back to Bushu and JJ at the midcourt circle to reset the offense for the Lancers. A little more than a minute and a half gone in the first quarter. Lakeshore up 2-0 with the basketball in this Division I District semifinal. Again, tonight's Benton Harbor Hamilton game is on 103.7 FM. Clem left side of the lane, loses it on the floor, gets it back. Now he's tied up. We've got a jump ball, and the alternate possession is going to keep it with Lakeshore. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard, Associate Broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. Lakeshore to inbound along the baseline and the offensive end. Comes out to Bushu. JJ, those bright watermelon colored shoes in the left wing. Goes right side to Brower. Along the baseline right side to Clem. Back to Brower. Top of the key, Worsham. Back to Brower. Benji to the free throw line to Jacoby Young. Nice feed on the box right side to Dylan Clem. Dylan will lay it up and good. And Lakeshore takes the early 4-0 lead. Full court pressure by Lakeshore as Mattawan will get it in. Inbound pass. We'll come to Martinick. Tommy down the right side for the Wildcats. Leave it off for Jones. Jalen goes back to Martinick in the corner right side. He'll drive it in. His pass into the paint, tipped away. Loose ball's picked up, though, by Mattawan. Into the right wing. It comes to Hubbard. Hubbard to the top of the key to DeBoer. Collin goes left side to Martinick. Now top of the key. Three-point jumper away. Hubbard, that rim's in and out, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Jones for Mattawan. Right side of the lane, he'll find Lampos. Then the pass along the baseline is lost out of bounds off Lakeshore. It will stay with Mattawan on the dead ball. Sean Schrader going to the Lakeshore bench. Ben Anderson will check in for the first time tonight. 4-0 is the Lakeshore lead. 3 minutes into our first quarter here in St. Joe. Tonight's Benton Harbor Hamilton game again is on 103.7 FM. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line for Colin DeBoer is good. Collin with 2 points and Lakeshore into the offensive end. The pass along the near sideline knocked out of bounds off of Mattawan. It is going to stay with the Lancers in the offensive end. Jacoby Young to toss it in. He'll get it to Bushu. JJ working in the high left wing to Anderson. Ben swings it right side to Brower. Looks baseline, nothing there. Comes back out to Anderson. Looking right side, he'll find Brower along that far sideline. Ben bounces it along the baseline to Clem. Back to Brower on the right wing. Looks down low, nothing there. To Anderson there in the midcourt circle. Back to Brower right side. Benji's pass along the baseline right side again to Clem. Dillon double teamed, so he'll dribble out of traffic. Left side to Anderson, wants to drive. He is denied by Martinick. Now the pass down low is tipped away and picked away, or picked up by Manawan. And here come the Wildcats. Manawan the basketball, down by two. Almost halfway through our first quarter here at the Bear Den in St. Joe. Jones has it left side to DeBoer. Collin, one-on-one against Ben Brower. Looks to drive from the left wing. We'll get it into the corner left side to Martinick. Tommy dribbles away from traffic. Picked up by Anderson defensively. He has it now in between the circles. Martinick goes right side to DeBoer in front of the Lakeshore bench. We'll bring it to the top of the key. Toss it left side to Jones. Jalen one-on-one against Bushu. Get it to the top of the key. Three-point jumper. Hubbard is off the front of the rim. No good. Anderson the rebound for Lakeshore. We'll get it to Bushu. JJ quickly into the offensive end. Lancers the basketball up by two. 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter here in St. Joe. Anderson to the free throw line. Bushu left corner to Anderson. I should say to Brower. Ben's three-point jumper is good. Ben Brower with his first bucket of the night comes outside the arc. To 7-2 Lakeshore lead. Manawan the basketball. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter here at the Bear Den in St. Joe. And as we've been reminding you, if you're looking for a Benton Harbor in Hamilton, that game is on 103.7 FM. Pass along the baseline right side for Manawan. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and it's last touched by Manawan. So it's going to go to Lakeshore. Lancers with the 7-2 lead. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Josh Brown going to go to the bench for Manawan. Drew Foster will check in for the first time tonight. Here's Brower. Into the right wing, Anderson. Right side of the lane to Clem. Back to Anderson. Right wing, deep three-point jumper is good. Ben Anderson, his first bucket comes outside the arc. He's got three, and Lakeshore opens up a 10-2 lead. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Jones right side for Manawan goes baseline. Ball stripped away, knocked out of bounds off Lakeshore. It will stay with Manawan. Wildcats to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Foster will trigger it in, take that back. It's going to be Martinick to trigger it in. Comes out to Jones. Jalen on the high right wing, one-on-one against Bushu. To the free throw line, pass intercepted by Ben Anderson. One-on-one down the right side of the lane, lays it up. It's deflected out of bounds, and we'll have a push underneath going for the rebound. This one might be on Manawan. Let's see. And it is. Manawan foul is on Jarrett Hubbard, his first, and the team's second. Lakeshore to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Ben Brower to the right of the Lakeshore bucket comes out to Anderson. Ben will leave it off for Bushu and JJ to bring it near the midcourt circle. He hears the offensive instructions from Coach Sean Schrader. To Jacoby Young, to Anderson in the right wing, along the right sideline to Bushu. Wants to get it right side of the lane to Clem, but Dillon is double teamed. Get it back out to Anderson. Ben now in between the circles, picked up by Andrew McNulty defensively. Leave it off for Bushu. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lakeshore up 10-2 with the basketball. Anderson right side. Thought about a three, instead he'll get it to Young. Jacoby down the right side of the lane. Will lay it off the glass, and it rolls out. No good. Loose ball rebound to Jacoby Young. Lakeshore maintains possession. Here's Bushu in the high left wing. To Young at the free throw line. Loses it on the floor. Scramble for the loose ball. Will have a jump ball, and the alternate possession is going to give it to Manawan. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WSJM Sports. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Jacob Angel will come check in for Manawan. Bushu with the basketball for Lakeshore. Get it to Young. Jacoby left side to Brower. Ben goes corner right side to Anderson. Ben's three-point jumper off the heel, no good. And Jones the rebound for Mattawan. Minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. Lakeshore up 10-2. Jones top of the key. Three-point jumper rattles out. Clem the defensive rebound for Lakeshore to Bushu. JJ down the left side. Penetrates to the free throw line. Goes right side to Anderson. Right side of the lane to Young. Jacoby spins, loses it on the floor, gets it back. Goes right side Anderson. Open for three. Rolls out, no good. Brower the offensive rebound. Put back up. No, but he's fouled on the way up. Ben's going to go to the line to shoot two. And the Mattawan foul is on Tommy Martinick. I take the back. They're going to give that to Drew Foster. Foster his first, team's third. Ben Brower at the line to shoot two for Lakeshore, and the first one is good. Brower now with 4 points on the night. Parker Miller enters the lineup for the first time tonight for Coach Josh Brown and the Wildcats. Under a minute to go in the opening quarter. 11-2 is the Lakeshore lead. Ben Brower, one more free throw coming up. And it is good. Brower having a nice season at the free throw line for Coach Sean Schrader. Full court pressure by the Lancers. Lakeshore the 10-point lead. Mattawan inbound. They'll get it to Foster. Right side to Miller. Parker up over the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Outlet way out high. Comes out to Martinick. One-on-one against Bushu. Tommy in the high right wing has the dribble if he wants. The dribbles away from Bushu. Then a reach-in foul on Lakeshore. That'll be on JJ looking for the steal. JJ his first, and the team's first. Jonathan Worsham checking back into the lineup for the Lancers. Jacoby Young will check out. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. 12-2 is the Lakeshore lead. Mattawan to inbound along the far sideline of the offensive end. Foster to toss it in, and it's stolen away by Bushu. JJ into the offensive end to Brower. Bend down the right sideline, into the lane, leans in, lays it up, no, but he's fouled on the way up. And Benji's going to go back to the line to shoot two for Lakeshore. Foul is on Tommy Martinick, his first. Team's fourth. Brower at the line to shoot two. First one rolls out, no good. One more coming up for Ben. In between the free throws, Gavin Foster going to enter the lineup for the Lancers. Second free throw for Brower is good. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points. 13 to 2 is the Lakeshore lead. Mattawan to inbound against full court pressure. 25 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Miller in between the circles for the Wildcats. Picked up defensively by Anderson. Get it to the right side, Foster. His pass intercepted by Worsham. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Jonathan, top of the key, leave it off for Brower in between the circles. Down to 6 seconds to go. Benji, high right wing to Bushu. JJ along the baseline, Foster. Follow away jumper is no good, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Take a break. We've played one here at St. Joe, the Division I District Semifinal. It's Lakeshore 13, Mattawan 2 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Family is the most important thing to me and to everyone on the crew in blue. That's why we're all so passionate about our family taking care of your family. Hi, I'm Casey Ross from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our family is proud to represent the Ream family of products because we know that they're the best solution for your family. Just pick up the phone or stop on by our showroom downtown St. Joe to learn more about our financing option.
A Ream Pro Partner. Ream, the new degree of comfort.
Call the crew in blue, keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
Today you can buy your insurance on the internet, but if you have a house fire, you don't want your insurance over the internet.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey of IMS, an auto owners agency, know that buying insurance online sounds easy, but there are risks.
There's very important medical questions like personal injury protection questions and whatnot if you have medical insurance. And if those aren't answered correctly, then in the result of a major accident, you may not have proper coverage.
IMS, an auto owners agency, St. Joseph and Niles.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After one quarter at the Bear Den in St. Joe, Lakeshore the 11-point lead in this Division I district semifinal. Lakeshore 13, Mattawan 2. Bill McDonald back at the Bear Den. Tony McDougall, our producer tonight, appreciate his efforts as always. Lakeshore the basketball to begin the second quarter on the alternate possession. Ben Brower leading Lakeshore with 6 points on the night and a 3-point jumper for the Lancers to begin the quarter is up and good for Jonathan Worsham. Jonathan, his first bucket of the night, comes outside the arc, and it's a 16-2 Lakeshore lead. Mattawan, the basketball, getting up over the timeline, then a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on Jonathan Worsham. Jonathan, his first, team second. Mattawan to inbound along the far sideline. Get it out to Jalen Jones. Jalen into the left wing to Miller. Parker comes back top of the key. Jones, right side, he finds Colin DeBoer. Colin, give and go left side of the lane to Jones. Goes up to get it. Fall away jumper along the baseline is no good. And Anderson the rebound for Lakeshore, and he's fouled on the way up. And the Mattawan foul is on Jacob Angel, his first, and the team's fifth. Lakeshore the basketball up by 14. 1 minute gone in the second quarter here at St. Joe in this Division I district semifinal. Again, Benton Harbor Hamilton tonight is on 103.7 FM. Feed right side of the lane to Gavin Foster. Gavin will turn, lay it up and good. Gavin with 2 points, and it's 18-2 Lakeshore lead. Lancers another fast start. This is becoming a habit of them. Wraparound layup down low for Mattawan. Jacob Angel no good, and the rebound will come out to Lakeshore. Anderson goes baseline left side. Pull-up jumper is swatted away by Jones. Then gets it back, loses it out of bounds, and they say last touch by Mattawan. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. Substitution for Josh Brown on the dead ball. Tommy Martinick will check back into the lineup for the Wildcats. Lakeshore to inbound along the offensive baseline. Yeah, the Lancers, the last couple of ball games to end the regular season and start the districts just with an amazingly hot start. And they're up to it again tonight, up 16 here early in the second quarter. Anderson right side, 3-point jumper for Lakeshore, no good off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes out to Mattawan. DeBoer up over the timeline to Jones. Jalen right side to Martinick. Back to Jones in the right wing. One-on-one against Bushu. Jalen, his pass into the paint is tipped and tracked down by Lakeshore. Brower quickly into the offensive end. Ben will go high left wing to Anderson, left side of the lane to Foster. Ball is knocked away and it's picked up by Mattawan. Into the offensive end, here's Martinick to DeBoer down the lane, lays it up and good. Colin DeBoer, his second point, second bucket of the night. And it's an 18-4 Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. Worsham right side for the Lancers to the free throw line. Will go to Bushu. Left side of the lane. That ball is knocked away and it's picked up by Mattawan. And here come the Wildcats. Martinick at the top of the key. Finds Miller. Now Jones right wing. Jalen's 3-point jumper is good. We've got a timeout, Lakeshore. We will step aside with 5:27 to go in the half. Lakeshore 18, Mattawan 7 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Lakeshore timeout, 5:27 to go, second quarter. Lakeshore 18, Mattawan 7, and the Lancers the basketball. The Lindbaum along the baseline in the backcourt. Lancers quickly up over the timeline. Grant Riddell checking into the lineup during the timeout. His pass along the near sideline is knocked out of bounds off of Mattawan. It'll stay with Lakeshore. Grant will get it inbound to Bushu. JJ to hand it off to Grant. Comes up to the top of the key. Goes right side to Worsham. Forced into the free throw line, Brower. Looks to drive, he's denied. Right side to Bushu. JJ comes back out to Brower. His three-point jumper top of the key rattles out, no good. And DeBoer up for the defensive rebound for Mattawan. Here come the Wildcats looking to cut this deficit to single digits. Almost halfway through the second quarter. Martinick, right wing, get it to Miller. Parker will toss it left side to Jones. One-on-one against Bushu. Back left side, he finds Lampos. The right wing, Martinick. Three-point jumper off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound Miller for Mattawan. To Lampos. In the paint, here's Jones. Bounces it right side for Martinick. And travels with it on his way into the lane. And the turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. On the dead ball, Jacoby Young checking back in for Coach Sean Schrader and the Lancers. Jonathan Worsham will check out. 4:25 to go in the half. Lakeshore up 18-7. Bushu bring it right side for the Lancers. Up by 11 to Brower in between the circles. Picked up defensively by Martinick. Here's Jacoby Young at the free throw line. Back left side to Brower. Benji open for three, and he got it. Ben Brower, his second three-pointer of the night. Give him 9 points. 21-7 is the Lakeshore lead. They've led by as many as 16. Under 4 minutes to go till halftime. Miller left side in the corner. Three-point jumper from Mattawan, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lampos. He'll get it right side to Jones. One-on-one against Bushu in front of the Lakeshore bench. Jalen to the free throw line. Get it to Miller at the top of the key. Back to Jones. Now left wing, DeBoer. Collin in between the circles as he looks right side, leaves it off for Jones. Give and go into the paint, toss it back right side. DeBoer open for three, rims out, no good. Martinick battles for the rebound, pulled down by Grant Riddell, and a foul on Mattawan trying to get it back. Wildcat foul is on Tommy Martinick. That'll be his second. Team's sixth. 3:26 to go in the half. 21-7 is the Lakeshore lead, and the Lancers with the basketball. J.J. Bushu to walk it up over the timeline for the Lancers as he brings it into the left wing. Top of the key to Grant Riddell. Riddell looks right side for Brower. Back to Riddell. Randy between the circles. Back to Brower. Ben looking along the baseline for Clem. Too much traffic there, so we'll bring it back out to Riddell, to Young. Jacoby at the free throw line, comes back out to Riddell. Right side, Brower. He bounces it along the baseline to Clem. Dellen in the paint, now into the corner left side, and we'll have a push underneath as the pass goes to Bushu. Looks like this foul along the baseline is going to be on Mattawan. Wildcat foul. It's going to be on Jared Hubbard. His second, team's seventh, is going to send Dylan Clem to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Before he goes to the bench, Ryan Kiesling will check in for the first time tonight. So Clem to the line to shoot 1-1 for Lakeshore, his first trip to the line tonight. His first one is good, he'll get the bonus. Again, Benton Harbor fans, if you're looking for the Benton Harbor Hamilton game, you can find that tonight on our sister station, 103.7 FM. Clem, second free throw is good. Dylan two for two, 23-7 is the Lakeshore lead. Inbound pass knocked out of bounds off of Grant Riddell. It's gonna stay with Mattawan. Wildcats the inbound against full court pressure. Right side. They get it to Kiesling, to DeBoer, and Collin to walk it up over the timeline. 2:45 to go in the half. Lakeshore up 23-7 in this Division I district semifinal. Yet coming up later on tonight at St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central. Right wing, Martinick for the Wildcats. To DeBoer, tries the right side of the lane, tosses back along the near sideline to Martinick in front of the Lakeshore bench. To Kiesling, right side of the lane, a little left-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound. Jacoby Young for Lakeshore. Right side to Brower. Right wing to Bushu. JJ open for three. Rims in and out. No good. And the rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Martinick. Tommy dishes the left side. DeBoer lay it up and good. Lay in for Collin DeBoer. Will give him 6 points on the night. 23-9. Lakeshore the lead in the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Quickly played first half here at St. Joe in this Division I district semifinal. Bushu in the high right wing for the Lancers. He's picked up by DeBoer defensively. Brings it to the hash mark, directing traffic from there. Get it to Riddell near the midcourt circle. Grant goes back right side to Bushu. JJ wants the pass baseline to Clem. But too much traffic there. Will bring it back out to Riddell. Not a young. Jacoby drives the left side of the lane. Lays it high off the glass. Got it, and a foul. Jacoby Young, a nice strong move along the left side of the lane. Given the bucket, he'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Mattawan foul is on Ryan Kiesling. That is his first, and the team's eight. Jacoby Young to the line to shoot one. His first trip to the line tonight. And Jacoby's free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Tonight's ballgame at WSJM Sports. Oh, Mattawan will throw it away on the rebound. It's going to go back to Lakeshore. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Bushu out high for Lakeshore. Minute and a half to go in the half. 25-9 is the Lakeshore lead. Riddell, top of the key, Brower. Benji, the give and go along the baseline to Bushu. Get it to Clem. Dillon, short jumper in the middle of the paint is good. Dillon with 8 points tonight, 27-9. The Lancer lead up to 18, their biggest advantage of the night so far. Minute five to go in the half. Martinick over the timeline will dish it left side to Jones. Jalen wants to drive against Bushu, and he travels with it. Turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. Tonight's game on WSJM Sports also brought to you in part by Victoria Everhard, associate broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Everhard and Tina Thornton with the Realty Executives to work for you today. Lakeshore the basketball up 27-9, and we're under a minute to go in the opening half. JJ Bushu, hash mark left side for Lakeshore, hands it off to Ben Brower. Brower goes right side to Grant Riddell, back to Bushu in the corner right side to Riddell. Grant in the right wing, in the middle of the paint to Young, shovel pass right side to Clem, and we're gonna have a 3 second violation against Lakeshore. We'll give it back to Mattawan. 39 seconds to go in the half. Lancers in control, 27-9. Martinick to bring it up over the timeline, one-on-one against Riddell. Into the right wing, he finds Kiesling. Out of the left side, back to DeBoer, 25 seconds to go. Martinick right wing, one-on-one against Riddell. Will drive it in, lay it up, and got it, and a foul. Off balance layup by Martinick, right side of the lane. He'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Lakeshore foul. It's going to be on Jacoby Young. For Jacoby, that'll be his first. And the team's third. Tommy Martinick to the line to shoot one, looking to complete the three-point play. And his free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Jacoby Young, the defensive rebound. Down to 16 seconds to go in the half. Lakeshore up 27-11. Bushu brings it left side in front of the Mattawan bench. Top of the key, Riddell. Grant goes right side to Brower. Ben wants baseline, nothing there. Back to Riddell, back to Brower right side. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim, no. Bushu, the offensive foul is good. And that will do it for the first half. Bushu picks up his first bucket of the night. We will take a break. We play two at St. Joe in this Division I district semifinal. Lakeshore 29, Mattawan 11 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Back at the Bear Den, getting ready for the second half of this Division I district semifinal, Lakeshore and Mattawan. It is Lakeshore 29, Mattawan 11, and Mattawan will have the basketball in the alternate possession to begin our third quarter. Wildcats now working in their offensive end in front of their own bench. Jalen Jones, his pass along the baseline is going to be lost out of bounds, and last touch by the Wildcats, it'll go to Lakeshore. Early turnover by the Wildcats. Gives Lakeshore the basketball here early in the third quarter, up 29-11. Last check, Benton Harbor, the lead over Hamilton, approaching halftime in Holland. You can hear that game on 103.7 FM. Mattawan with a steal, quickly into the offensive end. Here's Jones in the high right wing, goes to DeBoer right side, looks to drive, spinning jumper right side of the lane is good. Nice spinning follow-away jumper right side of the lane for Colin DeBoer. Give him 8 points on the night. 29-13, Lakeshore the lead. And the basketball. Winner of this one will take on the winner of our nightcap tonight, St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central. That's coming up in WSJM's fourth, the district championship, Friday night here at St. Joe. Here's Jonathan Worsham, left side. Thought about a deep three. He'll get it to Jacoby Young. Shovel pass into the paint to Dylan Clem. Back to J.J. Bushu. To Young along the baseline. Jacoby will look to lay it up. No, but he's fouled on the way up. And Jacoby's going to go to the line to shoot two. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard, Associate Broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. Jacoby Young's first free throw is good. Jacoby now one of two from the free throw line. Give him 3 points on the night. Second free throw is also good for Jacoby. He's got 4 points. And back to an 18-point Lakeshore lead, matching their biggest advantage of the night. And a steal by Lakeshore in the inbound pass. Lancers up by 18 with the basketball. J.J. Bushu. Get it to Brower. Ben looks left side. There's nothing there. Tries again. He'll leave it off for Jonathan Worsham. And John will come out to the top of the key. Bounce it right side to Bushu. J.J. back to Worsham. Goes back right side to Bushu, along the baseline right side to Young, top of the key Worsham. Thought about a three, DeBoer came out to contest that shot. We'll get it to Dylan Clem at the free throw line. Dylan, nice pass down low, Bushu lays it up, got it, and a foul. JJ with 4 points, going to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Mattawan fouls on Michael Lampos. And for Michael, his third. Team's second foul of the half. And in between, or I should say before the free throw, Drew Foster will check into the lineup for Mattawan. J.J. Bushu at the line, looking to complete the three-point play, and he does. 34-13, Lakeshore's lead is now up to 21 here early in the third quarter. 2 minutes gone in quarter number three. This Division I district semifinal champion, or I should say the other semifinal game coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central here on WSJM Sports. From the left wing, a three-point jumper. Jarrett Hubbard is good for Mattawan. Hubbard, his first bucket of the night, comes outside the arc. 34-16, Lakeshore the lead in the basketball. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Bushu, right side in front of the Lakeshore bench. We'll get it to Young. Jacoby comes back out. Here's Worsham. Free throw line to Clem. Give and go to Bushu, cutting in from the right side. J.J. lays it in. 7 points for J.J. Bushu. 36-16 is the Lakeshore lead. Mattawan up over the timeline. From the right side, Jalen Jones' three-point jumper is no good. Ben Brower the rebound for Lakeshore down the right sideline. Brower, corner right side, Worsham gets it back to Brower in the right wing. Ben directing traffic from there, brings it back to the top of the key, leaves it off for Jacoby Young, now to Bushu and J.J. to reset the offense. Bushu dribbles it to the right side, wants the drive, he's denied to Young, left side of the lane to Clem. Dylan lays it up, it rolls out, no good, and the loose ball rebound comes to Mattawan. Foster will save it from going out of bounds, leave it off for Jones. Jalen comes out to Martinick, top of the key, drives the lane, goes left side to DeBoer. Collins' three-point jumper is good. Colin DeBoer with a three. He's got 11 points on the night. 36-19 is the Lakeshore lead. Lancers the basketball. Under 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bushu high right wing to Young. Jacoby left side of the lane to Clem. Dylan shovel pass into the paint to Young. Jacoby lays it in. 6 points for Jacoby Young. 38-19. Is the Lakeshore lead. Looks like Josh Brown is set to go to the bench on the next dead ball. Parker Miller will be checking back in for Mattawan. Tommy Martinick has it outside for the Wildcats. Leave it off for Jones. Jalen to DeBoer. Colin goes left side. Martinick in the corner. Three-pointer. Got it. Tommy Martinick. He's got 5 points. We'll have a timeout. Lakeshore will step aside. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Lakeshore 38, Mattawan 22. 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports in the WSJM Sports app.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
People say buying a new vehicle can be stressful. Hi, I'm Brian Lairs from Campbell Ford Lincoln in Niles, and we've removed the stress from the car buying experience with our $500 guarantee. You don't have to stress out about getting the best deal because we guarantee upfront we'll beat any deal from another Ford dealer by at least $500. That's our everyday $500 guarantee. And see our inventory at CampbellFordNiles.com. Campbell Ford Lincoln in Niles, the best bottom line is right at the state line.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the Lakeshore timeout, 3:44 to go, third quarter. Lakeshore 38, Mattawan 22. Halftime score from Holland in the Division II District Semifinal. Benton Harbor leads Hamilton 39-30, and that's a halftime score. Benton Harbor 39, Hamilton 30. You can hear that game on our sister station, 103.7 FM. Lakeshore the basketball. Here's Clem, left side of the lane. Gets it into the right wing to Worsham. Right side to Bushu. Right side of the lane to Jacoby Young. Leans in, lays it up and good. Jacoby with 8 points on the night. Inbound pass is lost out of bounds off of Mattawan. It is going to go back to Lakeshore on the dead ball. Andrew McNulty will check back into the lineup for Josh Brown and the Wildcats. Jalen Jones will check out. Lakeshore to inbound along the offensive baseline. Comes out to Worsham. Jonathan, right side of the lane to Clem. Dylan spins, not going to take the shot. Leave it off for Bushu in the high right wing. And JJ brings it back out near the midcourt circle to set up the offense. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Lakeshore up 40-22. Young, left side of the lane to Clem. Into the corner left side. Worsham open for three. Rims around and out, no good. DeBoer the rebound for Mattawan. Wildcats quickly to the offensive end. Toss it to the right side. Miller a three. That's good. Parker Miller, his first bucket of the night, comes outside the arc. Give him 3 points on the night. 40-25 is the Lakeshore lead. And the Lancers the basketball. Bushu in the right wing to Young. Jacoby goes left side to Worsham. Jonathan picked up by Miller defensively. Right wing to Brower. Benji brings it back out into the high right wing near the hash mark. Get it to Bushu. Top of the key, Brower. To Bushu right side. Open for three. Off the back of the rim. Over the backboard and out of bounds. It's going to go back to Mattawan. Wildcats trying to creep back into this one. 40-25. And we'll have a timeout. Mattawan will step aside. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Lakeshore 40, Mattawan 15, or Mattawan 25, on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Are you a Harding's Reward member? Sign up at Harding's.com to receive personalized digital coupons, free club reward items, and earn money for your nonprofit.
This week, it's a half-price sale. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, T-bone steak, and our family shredded or chunk cheese, all half price.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Market.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Back at the Bear Den, 2:11 to go. Lakeshore 40, Mattawan 25 after the timeout. Mattawan throws it away in the inbound pass, and the turnover comes back to Lakeshore. Mattawan has lost the basketball a few times in the inbound pass tonight. You know Josh Brown cannot be happy about that. Wildcats down by 15. Lakeshore the basketball. Worsham in the high right wing under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. John goes left wing to Bushu, left side to Brower. Ben works off a screen. He brings it to the free throw line. Goes left side, Worsham. Fakes a three. Pull-up jumper along the baseline is good. Jonathan Worsham's got 5 points tonight. 42-25, Lakeshore the lead, Mattawan the basketball. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Up over the timeline, here's Andrew McNulty. Get it to Foster. Now to DeBoer, back to McNulty. One-on-one against Bushu along the far sideline. Shovel it into the right wing to Miller. Parker loses it on the floor. Scramble for it. It is out of bounds, and they say it is off of Lakeshore. No, it's going to be off of Mattawan. It'll go to Lakeshore. On the dead ball, Sean Schrader going back to the benches. Ben Anderson will check in for the Lancers. Tonight's ballgame at WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. We've got St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central coming up, the nightcap of our doubleheader. The doubleheader on 103.7 Cozy FM has got Benton Harbor taking on Hamilton right now, followed by Coloma and South Haven at 7 o'clock. Bushu right side will get it right side of the lane to Brower. Benji backs in along the baseline and hammed in along that baseline. 3 second violation. Nice defense by the Wildcats. They'll turn it back over to Mattawan. Jacob Angel will check back into the lineup for Mattawan. Full court pressure by the Lancers as the Wildcats get it in. McNulty quickly up the middle for the Wildcats, loses it on the floor, travels with it. Turnover is going to go back to Lakeshore. Lancers the basketball. They lead it 42-25, 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bushu to walk it up over the timeline for Lakeshore. Goes to Brower, hash mark left side. Bend to the top of the key. Pass along the baseline. Foul as the pass comes in. It's going to be on Mattawan. And the Wildcat foul. Looks like it's going to be on Angel. For Jacob, his first. I take that back, his second. And the team's third. Inbound pass, Lakeshore will come out to Anderson. Looking corner right side. It's that right side of the lane to Clem. Now right wing to Bushu. Back to Clem, right side of the lane. Top of the key, Anderson pass left side. And Brower, the pass was intended for Benji, but he was already making his way toward the lane. And it's thrown out of bounds off of Lakeshore. Mattawan to inbound. In the backcourt against full court pressure. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Lakeshore up 42-25. DeBoer into the right wing, Angel. Right side, McNulty. And he steps out of bounds along the far sideline. Turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. 42-25 is the Lakeshore lead. Bushu, right wing, three-point jumper at the buzzer. No good. That's going to do it for the third quarter. We'll take a break. Score after three. It's Lakeshore 42, Mattawan 25 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den at St. Joe. One more quarter to play in this Division I district semifinal. It is Lakeshore 42, Mattawan 25. Lakeshore has the basketball on the alternate possession to begin our final quarter. J.J. Bushu, hash mark left side, will get it to Jacoby Young in the corner left side. Cross-court pass goes to Ben Brower. Now to Ben Anderson at the top of the key. Give and go to Young. Jacoby left side of the lane, and he'll lay it in. Jacoby Young now with 10 points on the night for the Lancers. Matawan lose it out of bounds. It was tipped out by Lakeshore. It's going to stay with Matawan again to inbound against full court pressure. He'll get it in to Martinick. Tommy brings it to the right wing, picked up by Bushu defensively. Hemmed in along the far sideline. Leave it out for Miller. Loses it on the floor. Tipped away by Bushu, picked up by Anderson. Lost it on the floor, picked up by Clem. Dillon go to Bushu, right side to Brower. Benji lays it up and good. Nice transition by the Lancers. Ben Brower in double figures with 11 points. 46-25 is the Lakeshore lead. Matawan the basketball. A little more than a minute gone here in our fourth quarter in the Division I District Semifinal. Again, if you're looking for Benton Harbor and Hamilton, that's on 103.7 FM. It'll be followed by Coloma and South Haven. Another steal by Lakeshore on the defensive end. Clem to get it to Bushu. JJ drives it in from the left side, tries to lay it up. He's fouled on the way in. Bucket no good, but it'll be at the line to shoot two. And the Matawan foul. It's on Tommy Martinick. Tommy his third. And the team's fourth. Bushu at the line to shoot two for Lakeshore. First one for JJ is good. Give him 8 points on the night. Substitutions for Matawan. Andrew McNulty, Michael Lampos, and Jalen Jones checking back in for Coach Josh Brown and the Wildcats. Sean Schrader also going to the bench as Gavin Foster will check in for Lakeshore. Bushu at the free throw line, second free throw. It's off the front of the rim and it rolls in. JJ, 3 of 3 from the line. He's got 9 points. 48-25 is the Lakeshore lead. High school basketball and WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Lampos, right wing, goes to McNulty. Thinks about the three-point jumper, keeps the dribble as he looks right side for Jones. Jalen along the far sideline, loses it on the floor, picked up by Ben Brower. Here comes Lakeshore. Brower, left side to Bushu along the baseline. JJ brings it back out away from traffic to reset the offense. 6:10 to go in the game. Lakeshore up 48-25. Lancers will await the winner of our nightcap tonight between St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central. They'll square off in our nightcap tonight on WSJM Sports. The district championship coming up on Friday night here at Lakeshore. Bushu in the high left wing. It's picked up defensively by McNulty. Goes left side to Brower, Ben to the free throw line, goes right side Anderson along the baseline Bushu, JJ along the baseline to Foster, Gavin looses it on the floor, and they say last touch by Lakeshore before it went out of bounds, and it'll go back to Matawan. 5:40 to go in the game, 48-25 is the Lakeshore lead. Brent Riddell will re-enter the ball game for Lakeshore. JJ Bushu will check out. Also a substitution for Matawan. Colin DeBoer will check in. Matawan will inbound along the baseline of the backcourt against full court pressure. Parker Miller to inbound, knocked out of bounds off Lakeshore. It will stay with the Wildcats. He'll get it into DeBoer, and Collin will walk it up over the timeline. He will be met in the offensive end by Ben Brower defensively. Right side, it gets it to McNulty. Andrew along the baseline, hemmed in near the corner. Outlet pass will come out to DeBoer. Almost an over and back violation. Nice job by Collin to save that from happening. DeBoer has it in the left wing. Looks to drive from there. Pull-up jumper, left side of the lane, off the front of the rim, no good. Brower, the rebound for Lakeshore, looking to run with it. Ben down the right side, he'll bring it back out high. Wisely resets the offense for the Lancers. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. Lakeshore up 48-25. Foster, nice pass down low to Jacoby Young. He'll lay it up and good. 12 points for Jacoby Young. 50-25 is the Lakeshore lead. 25-point advantage, the largest of the night for Lakeshore. Matawan gets it into the offensive end. And with a foul on Lakeshore going for the steal, it's on Ben Anderson. Ben, his first. That's the first on Lakeshore in the half. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Everhard, Associate Broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Everhard and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. On the inbound pass, fall away jumper along the baseline, left side of the lane for Andrew McNulty, no good. Lakeshore the rebound. Lancers up 50-25 with the basketball, coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Anderson to the high right wing. We'll go to Riddell. Grant comes back out to Anderson, to Riddell in the corner right side. Grant will go to Foster, right side of the lane. Short jumper deflected, out of bounds, and it's off of Mattawan. It goes to Lakeshore. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got girls basketball regional championship from Martin as Michigan Lutheran takes on Martin, and a steal by Lakeshore on the inbound pass. And laying it in from the left side is Joey Lake. Lake with two. 52-25 is the Lakeshore lead. Again, it's going to be Michigan Lutheran and Martin for the girls basketball regional championship tomorrow night, 6:30 here on WSJM Sports. McNulty from the right corner from Mattawan, three-point jumper no good. And Gavin Foster the rebound for Lakeshore. He'll get it to Anderson and Ben to walk it up the right side for the Lancers. Under 4 minutes to go in the game, and Lakeshore up 52-25. Foster, right side to Riddell, to Anderson in the right wing, back to Grant along the baseline, fakes the three, he'll get it to Young. Jacoby, right wing to Anderson. Ben's three-point jumper is good. Ben Anderson, his second three-pointer of the night. Give him 6 points. 55-25 is the Lancer lead. 3:25 to go in the game. DeBoer, top of the key for Mattawan, leaves it left side for Miller. Parker, give and go left side of the lane. Angel lays it up and good. Jacob Angel, his first bucket tonight, give him two. 55-27, and Mattawan will lose it out of bounds, and looks like we're going to have a timeout. Lakeshore will step aside. 3:09 to go. Lakeshore 55, Mattawan 27 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
3:09 to go in this Division I district semifinal. Lakeshore 55, Mattawan 27 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Wholesale substitutions on both sides. Both coaches trying to get everybody some playing time in this semifinal. Austin Holgate for Lakeshore out high. Get it into the corner right side. Three-point jumper is away right side, and that is good for Joey Lake. Joey Lake now with 5 points on the night. 58-27, Lakeshore the lead, Mattawan the basketball. Pass along the baseline right side is lost out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to Lakeshore. Sean Schrader, a couple more substitutions. Riley Adams will check in. Jimmy Gillette will check in. As I mentioned, Austin Holgate is out there. Seth Scheel is out there. Along with Joey Lake, 2:43 to go in the game. Lakeshore up 58-27. They will take on either Kalamazoo Central or Mattawan, Kalamazoo Central or St. Joe Friday night for the district championship here at St. Joe. Gillette pass to the free throw line, knocked away, he'll get it back into the corner right side. Joey Lake, another three-point jumper, no good. Loose ball rebound will come out to Mattawan. Ryan Van Leer up over the timeline. Whistle and a foul on Lakeshore. As Van Leer was making his way into the paint. Lakeshore fouls on Gillette. For Jimmy, his first, team's second. Ryan Van Leer at the line to shoot two for Mattawan. His first one off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up. in between the free throws. Landon Thompson will also check in for Lakeshore. 2:18 to play in the game, and it's been all Lakeshore tonight. Second free throw for Van Leer. Off the back of the rim, no. Rebound. Angel put back up, no good, but he's fouling the shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Lancer follows on Riley Adams. That's his first. Third on Lakeshore. So Jacob Angel at the line to shoot two for Mattawan. First one rims around and finds its way down. That one good. One more coming up. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound, Lakeshore. Riley Adams. Adams will get it to Holgate. Austin, left side of the lane, to Scheel. Follow away jumper is good. Seth Scheel with the bucket. Give him two, 60-28. Lakeshore the lead. Mattawan the basketball under 2 minutes to go in the game. And a steal out high by Gillette. Jimmy down the left side of the lane. Pull up jumper, no, but he's fouled on the way up. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And the Mattawan foul is on Will Dresden. For Will, his first and the team's fifth. Gillette at the line to shoot two for Lakeshore. First one rims around and in. One more coming up for Gillette. Second free throw. Off the front of the rim, no good. Mattawan the rebound. Colin DeBoer down the left sideline for the Wildcats. Bringing it to the right wing. Back to DeBoer now. One-on-one against Thompson. Left side, Angel goes left side of the lane. Fall away jumper, no. He's called for a charge. Seth Scheel took the body contact. Jacob Angel picks up his third personal foul. Team's sixth. Minute and a half to go. Lakeshore up 61-28. Austin Holgate to walk it up over the timeline for the Lancers. Picks up the dribble looking for an outlet right side of the lane. The Thompson leans in, lays it up, no good. Rebound picked up by Scheel. Now into the paint. Riley Adams, jump ball, and the alternate possession is going to give it to Mattawan. Wildcats will inbound to the backcourt uncontested. Minute 13 to go in the game. It's been all Lakeshore tonight, up 61-28. Van Leer brings it to the top of the key. He'll leave it off for Dresden. Back to Van Leer. Dresden, left wing, fakes the three, drives it in, leaning jumper is good. Will Dresden, his first bucket in off the bench. He's got two. Under a minute to go, Lakeshore up 61-30. Right wing Thompson for Lakeshore. Ball's going to be knocked away out of bounds off of Mattawan. It will stay with the Lancers. Riley Adams to toss it in right in front of the Lakeshore bench. 44 seconds to go and Lakeshore up 61-30. Into the backcourt it comes to Lake. Back right side. Three-point jumper along the baseline. No good for Thompson. Rebound comes out to Mattawan. Up over the timeline, here's Van Leer. Van Leer down the right side of the lane will lay it up. No, and he travels with it. Turnover goes back to Lakeshore. 31 seconds to go in the game. Quickly played first game here tonight at the Bear Den. Lake to bring it down the right side for Lakeshore. He's going to leave it off for Thompson. Landed along the right sideline. Pass out high. He's knocked away. Picked up by Mattawan. 20 seconds to go in the game. DeBoer dribbling in the high right wing into the corner right side. Dresden, a three-point jumper is good. Will Dresden off the bench now with 5 points for the Wildcats. Lakeshore quickly into the offensive end from the right side. Just inside the arc, Landon Thompson, a two-point jumper is good. And that is going to do it for the ball game. Lakeshore leads it from start to finish in a convincing 30-point win here in the Division I District Semifinal. Lakeshore will advance to play for a district championship Friday night here at St. Joe against either St. Joe or Kalamazoo Central. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score from the Bear Den is Lakeshore 63, Mattawan 33. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to rogersfoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
It's another fall Friday night, and your kids should be
playing high school football.
It's a fun game, and it's safer than ever.
It's safe because the rules,
the coaching,
and the equipment are better than ever before.
As a result, serious injuries are at an all-time low. Seriously.
And builds.
Strong schools, lifetime memories, and tomorrow's community leaders.
And it's mother approved.
A message from the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association and the MHSAA.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Final score from the Bear Den at St. Joe is Lakeshore 63, Mattawan 33. Lancers pulling away early and never gave up control of this one as they advance now to play for the district championship Friday night here at St. Joe against either Kalamazoo Central or St. Joe. That matchup is our nightcap tonight, and that is set to tip off at 7 o'clock. We'll await some of the Lancers to come up, hopefully to talk to us after this win here tonight as the Lancers get ready to play for that district championship. A couple of other games to scores to pass along to you. Boys district semifinals. In Division II, it is after one quarter of play, Buchanan is leading Niles 19-14. Again, that's in Division II play, Buchanan 19, Niles 14. Also in Division IV play, New Buffalo leads Eau Claire 10-9 after one quarter of play in that district semifinal. So again, after one, Buchanan's got a lead over Niles and New Buffalo a lead over Eau Claire. Our nightcap tonight is going to have St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central. And again, the conclusion of the Benton Harbor-Hamilton game you're going to hear on 103.7 FM. And then their nightcap is going to be Coloma and South Haven. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up and hopefully hear from a couple of the Lancers as we continue from the Bear Den. Final score in this Division I district semifinal, Lakeshore 63, Mattawan 33 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Back at the Bear Den, final score, the Division I District Semifinal, Lakeshore 63, Mattawan 33. A couple of the Lancers going to join us to wrap things up as we talk with Ben Anderson and John Worsham. And first of all, for Ben, for you, congratulations. Nice effort for you guys tonight.
Thank you.
You guys seem to be on a mission the last couple of games, haven't you?
Yeah, most definitely. After we lost to PC, when we were undefeated, we just knew we wanted to get back here and do something special and keep winning.
Is this something that you guys as players get together and talk about? You probably don't need a whole lot of conversation from Coach Schrader as you get ready for districts, do you?
Just throughout school, we kind of talk to each other, tell each other that we're just going to do it. play hard, play good, play together. We'll be there for each other no matter what.
If you remember back before the season ever started, did you guys have a sense that you could be playing for a district championship?
Yeah, even after last year, after it ended so hard in the district championship, we always wanted to get back and see what we could do. So we're going to try our best.
So do you guys stick around or watch a little bit of this game, or do you know enough about St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central?
We'll probably stick around for a little bit, a half or two, but we know a lot. We have a lot of film. We know what they do best.
What do you think's been working best for you guys the last couple of weeks?
We're screening better. We're hitting the post. We've really been controlling the block, getting to the basket, and free throws.
Ben, nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to pass that over to John. Jonathan, nice effort for you as well tonight. 5 points on the night. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
So how's it feel now playing for a district championship?
It means a lot more. I mean, it was a two-year JV. His first year ever experiencing this, so it's pretty fun.
I asked Ben this, and I'll ask you, what do you think, your sense, what's been working for you most over the last couple of weeks?
Inside out. We're going in the post, and it's crashing on Dylan because he's a threat, so we get open shots and we hit him. So.
I've mentioned with Coach Schrader, it looks like Dylan demands the basketball. I mean, he does all the time, and deservedly so, but man, he wants to make things happen right now, doesn't he?
Yeah. He wants to start everything, yeah.
Start, finish, and everything else.
Yeah. It's captain's role, I guess.
Of the goals you guys set for yourselves coming into the season, you win your division championship. That's number one. Did you think playing for a district championship was going to be realistic for you guys?
Yeah, most definitely.
What's it going to take now to win a district championship for you guys? Anything you think you still need to clean up over the next day before you get ready for that?
Rebounding.
Rebounding.
Most definitely.
All right. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right. Lakeshore is playing for the district championship coming up on Friday night here at the Bear Den. It's either going to be against Kalamazoo Central or St. Joe. That nightcap coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and set the stage for that one as we get ready for St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.